please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, November 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. I've done a bunch of research, reading different news sources, different stories overnight this morning, preparing for the show. Going to get into the details to explain what everybody's all upset, in arms, concerned about. FEMA bringing 350 semi-trailers to Wirt Smith Air Force Base. I believe that's in Oscoda County. We'll get this information to you this morning. We have the stories pulled up, verified, yes. One of the things that are happening. Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. You should be talking about the Sheboygan Commons in the mill. I have no idea. I don't know what that story is. Please send me a link to it. Also, your number ending in 3911, I don't have you stored in my phone. So text me your name, your first name, and city. Greatly appreciate that. FEMA camps at Wirt Smith Air Force Base. The best, most investigative story I could find was from the Alcona Conservatives. Local news and involvement for Northeast Michigan. This story came out late last night. Kind of puts all the information out there. Hello, everyone. A quick message to hopefully put some minds at ease, since there is enough to be concerned about these days. The much publicized 350 FEMA trailer incursion into the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base is not actually, quote, a plan in the works, end quote. It seems, based on information provided by local officials, that the plans are simply being finalized, quote, just in case, end quote, it ever becomes necessary. After receiving many questions regarding this, we decided to reach out to the sheriff, the county sheriff in Iosco County, Mr. Scott Frank. He was able to provide us with the most direct information on this issue, this topic. He states that there are no trailers coming. Information provided to him is that FEMA instead simply is updating their master plans for the former Air Force base. This master plan does include an agreement in which stipulates that the former Air Force base could in fact house 350 trailers if ever the need should arise. Screenshots from local Facebook groups from elected representatives of the area provided public statements and the lines of inquiry on this matter. We're going to get into all that, including a statement from State Representative Mike Hoadley. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, talking about this story that's gotten quite a bit of traction. Six counties in the state of Michigan, especially up here in northern Michigan, Iosca County Sheriff Frank Scott, along with State Representative Mike Hoadley. Hoadley, State Representative, put this out as a public service announcement because so many people were posting about this on Twitter, Facebook. The thing basically went viral. State Representative Mike Hoadley, public service announcement. Our office has received several calls from concerned citizens regarding plans of FEMA bringing approximately 350 semi-trailers onto the old Worth Smith Air Force Base in Oscoda, Michigan. We have reached out to FEMA for an official response. However, we've been told that the site was chosen in collaboration and contract with Kalita Air to be an emergency response hub for FEMA. The airbase was chosen due to the available space needed and Kalita's capability as being one of the world's largest air freight carriers with experience in rapid deployment with the United States government. We will continue to monitor this situation and relay more information as it becomes available. Now, this is actual screenshot of Joshua Sutton. We are Oscoda. Because this story has gotten so much attention on social media, State Representative had to respond to it, as well as can't even talk this morning. The Iosco County Sheriff, Scott Frank. There are no trailers coming. FEMA is just updating their master plan, having an agreement in place big enough for a location that could, and he capitalized could in his statement, house 350 trailers. There are no trailers coming and no plan for them to come. Now, here's the other aspect to this story. Five other Michigan counties were on the list. My former Macomb County, where my mother and brother live. Other counties, Iosco, and others. But this story definitely, definitely is very interesting because I've gotten text messages already, even during the break. Kalita. I thought that's what I said. I'm sorry. I'm still recovering from a really bad cold, head cold. Stuffed up, can't talk, so I'm doing the best I can, guys. Let's see. Hopefully, Chris and St. Ignace, that answers your questions about that. Also, I got a couple of text messages. People were asking for the Tom Homan speech. He is going to be the new border czar under Donald Trump. And I believe this is the link here. Bert, I'm sending it to you up in Sheboygan. Make sure this is the right one. Yeah, that's it. Tom Homan, the former director of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, has been tagged to be the new border czar. Build the wall, get it done. He says in the speech that Donald Trump gave the position to Tom because of his experience of working on the border and his knowledge of how to seek out and find illegals in our country. The president asked them, how long will it take for you to get this accomplished? Tom Homan says in the speech, well, basically, I told him 120 days. Trump looked at him and said, you got 60. Okay. So it's game on. Greg says, so basically just a staging area for emergencies. Here's what they're basically saying, and this takes time. Local communities, counties, townships, villages, everybody operates with basically what's called a master plan. Some communities have a planning commission, zoning plans, master plans, how their county properties are going to be utilized. Well, according to all the stories I've read and everything that I've researched, basically what it looks like, FEMA wanted to update their agreements with these local municipalities, these six counties in Michigan. Oscoda, having that former Air Force base there, has the infrastructure to be able to bring in whatever things are necessary in the event of an emergency, natural disaster, civic outrage, whatever is going on at the time. Now, a lot of other stories that I have been looking at, a lot of these stories that I've been looking at ties into the upcoming Electoral College vote that's going to take place on January 6th of 2025. We all remember January 6th, 4 years ago, leading up to the January 20th casting of the actual votes of the Electoral College. Well, many people are predicting, kind of connecting the dots, looking at different things, and they are saying that potentially the left could be staging a similar January 6th event this January 6th, 2025, in protesting the election of Donald Trump. Now, that, of course, took place in Washington, D.C. We know all about the J6ers. Jeremy Rogers has been on the show. We put out the information about their legal defense fund. Well, here's the main reason. Donald Trump has said during his campaign that if he wins, which he did, in an Electoral College landslide, as far as I'm concerned, the popular vote, he was going to, on day one, get all the J6ers out of jail. And if anybody is being criminally charged from their activities on January 6th of 2021, he's going to pardon them. So as a result of him pardoning the previous J6ers, the left is taking that to mean that if they go to Washington, D.C. and protest the casting of the Electoral College votes on January 6th, prior to the inauguration of President Trump on January 20th, that they'll be able to get away with whatever they want to do. Well, you pardoned or will pardon on January 20th the previous J6ers, so we're going to do our rally, our protest, the same day, January 6th, 2025. So that they can do whatever they basically want to do, and that Donald Trump would not prosecute them. Big, big difference. This election is not in dispute. You need to go back in time, get into your time machine, and go back to the election of November 2020. Bill Bailey from Mi-Antrim County contacted the FBI. He contacted the Department of Justice. He contacted the CIA. He also locally contacted his county sheriff at the time, Dan Bean. He contacted our county prosecutor, James Rossiter. As a citizen in the state of Michigan, he had the constitutional right to question the statewide election of Joe Biden winning over Donald Trump in our state. As you remember, on election night, Cheryl Guy, the county clerk, due to what she alleged later to be human error, flipped 7,060 votes from Trump to Biden. Biden's votes to Trump. John James votes to Gary Peters. Peters to James. Heck, even Jack Bergman lost to the Democrat back in November of 2020 on election night. The lawsuit through Patrick Kobach. Information was passed back and forth, got back to Bill Bailey. He decided to hire my attorney at the time, Matt DiPerno, to represent him in his lawsuit against the county, against Cheryl Guy. You all remember, we lived through this together. The case got assigned to Judge Kevin Elsenheimer. Elsenheimer allowed a forensic audit of Cheryl Guy's equipment, election machine, and her clerk's office on December 6th of 2020. A forensic audit was performed on the equipment. Donald Trump referred to it on January 6th of 2021 when talking to the crowd in Washington, D.C. He said, one county in Michigan flipped 6,000 votes. Well, actually, Mr. President, it was 7,060. That was the day Vice President Mike Pence and the Electoral College slate of ballots from the electors of all the 50 states were submitted to him to certify the actual election of Joe Biden. January 6, 2021. Leading to the inauguration on January 20th of 2021. Well, Donald Trump has already said publicly, on January 20th of 2025, he's pardoning all the J6ers. He's getting people released out of the Washington, D.C. jails and other jails they're being held in, and he's pardoning any and all people that have been criminally charged with anything regarding January 6th of 2021. The stories I'm seeing, the rumblings I'm seeing, is that the left is planning a similar type of rally, insurrection, riot, whatever the heck you want to call it, that they've called it about January 6th of 2021. They're planning the same thing. Here's the difference. The election in 2020, folks, was in question. Many states, many counties were actually questioning